AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Thousands of Palestinians sheltering from the Israel-Hamas war at Gaza City's main hospital fled south after several reported strikes in and around the hospital. The search for safety across the Gaza Strip has grown desperate as Israel intensifies the assault. In New Delhi, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said,
"We appreciate the fact that yesterday Israel announced four-hour pauses with a three-hour notice in specific areas, as well as two humanitarian corridors that will allow people to move more safely and freely, to get out of harm's way, and also to access assistance."
President Biden will meet Wednesday with China's President Xi Jinping.
After hinting at a possible meeting for weeks, the White House has finally confirmed that the leaders of the world's two biggest economies, the U.S. and China, will meet in person in San Francisco during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. China's foreign ministry confirmed that President Xi would attend APEC from Tuesday to November 17th at Biden's invitation. Matt Murray is the State Department's senior APEC official.
"I think what we're very much driving forward on is trying to keep the lines of communication open and trying to manage competition responsibly."
Biden and Xi have no shortage of issues to discuss, including trade and export controls, Taiwan, North Korea, the restoration of military communications amid fraught relations in the South China Sea, and the conflicts in Ukraine and the Gaza Strip. Some of the details of the meeting have not yet been released. Thousands of protesters are expected to descend on San Francisco during the summit. Jennifer King, Washington.
The federal judge in Florida overseeing former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial declined to delay the scheduled May trial, calling a request premature. Trump's lawyers had argued that they needed more time to review the large trove of evidence in that case. The Grammy nominations have been announced, and SZA leads the way with 9 nominations. This is AP News. A Senate Democrat has decided not to run for re-election. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
A lot of eyebrows went up when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said this.
"I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate."
Democrats fear they'll lose that Senate seat in deep red West Virginia, threatening their razor-thin majority. And some Democrats are worrying aloud that Manchin might launch a third-party presidential run, undermining President Biden's re-election. Senator Manchin has long been friendly with the political group called No Labels. It's already holding private conversations with potential presidential nominees. Senator Manchin said in his video announcement that he'll be traveling the country now to see if there's an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together, he said. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM. Because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.